Shin Chof Aleph Sivchet Ein Koyditin Melech Vemodach Shel Eit Avel Merasekhu Biyad Shel Tzakin Beit Haporu Ve'enu Chalishish. One is not allowed to crush salt with a piece of wood, and surely with something made out of stone, because that's more miyuchud, more set aside for crushing things. And Mishra says over here, we do not permit with these tools, even if you're planning to immediately put it into your food, because it's Chazal did not permit one to do crushing, grinding on Shabbos in the regular fashion. What is permitted? You can use the handle of the knife, but you cannot use the blade on the knife to crush it. Or some type of wood which is not normally used for this purpose. Yeah. You're surely allowed to take a salt, and if you can do it in your hands, a bunch of big chunks of salt and rub it against one another till they get crushed and become finer. That's also accepted. We learned before that even when you're doing, when you're using the handle of the knife, you shouldn't do it into a mortar. You should just put it onto a plate, so it should be a major shino. Ramah says, Dafka melka gas, we're talking about large chunks of salt, to grind them down is a problem. Amel show you, Dak mitrila, this bash of an asapsitim, if it was fine salt, and then they cooked it, and it formed bigger chunks, it's mutter lechosm, the sack of Marish, shechoy the chapar. There's a concept of ein toichen achat toichen. It was ground up before, just and got stuck together, he allowed to grind it down a second time. That's why you also allowed to take bread and crumble it into little pieces, because the original grain was already ground, and grounding it a second time.
Yeah.
Mishra says, though, even this type of salt that was ground and then got stuck together, he allowed to grind it, but not in the regular grinding tools, because that's bad to at least it looks like grinding, and therefore it's also same thing with the sugar. If the sugar got stuck together, you're allowed to crush the sugar to break it down to the original smaller pieces. You're allowed to take cooked meat and grind it or chop it up very thin, even though you are grinding it, but we rely on the opinions of Ein Tchina Elevigdula Kappa, that the Issa, the Raisa of grinding, is only something that grows from the ground. Here, it's an animal that doesn't grow out of the ground, even though it eats things that grow from the ground. But in such a situation, we permit it. Mitzav to this, the second thing is that some people, there's an opinion that holds, if something's edible the way it is, there's also no problem of toichen. So you have two things. Number one, it's not as good to attack, and number two, you can eat it without grinding it. So if you chop up the small pieces, permitted in this situation. So this would apply also to an egg. I will also laugh so dark that I can post the fact that the oifens, the hoil, the aim, the oifens, the oifens, the oifens, the oifens, the oifens, the birds that can't eat unless you chop into very small pieces. So over here, to these animals, it wasn't edible without that. So you are really making it into something edible. It's not like the case of regular meat, which you can eat it in big chunks. You need to just decide to make it into small pieces, but you want to eat in that fashion. Yeah. Lamaisa, the Mishra says, even in this, not everybody agrees that it's usher. If you have such a bird, and you think you have a need to do it, as for Shaila. Yeah. If you also link to a Gvina v'Shabbos v'Moirik Choriz v'al Pipiyos Shikorim Raila, even though cheese, according to what we just said before, should not have a problem of toichen, and it's a meeker than it does, and it's not going to do the cock, and it's edible the way it is, but you shouldn't use a regular grater, because that is already looks like a uzi d'chol. It's a weekday way of doing things. So you can cut into small pieces with a knife, but not use a special tool that's generally used for that. Okay, Sif Yud Aleph. Muta lahashkeis is atolish kadei shelo yichmosh. You're allowed to put water on something that is already picked, so it's not growing anymore. You have leaves of lettuce or whatever, you don't want them to dry out, so you're allowed to put them in water. Since it's something that's edible, you're just preserving it on Shabbos. Come upon to water something that is planted, not only when you grind a grain into a flour that becomes very powdery, but even if you take vegetables and you cut them very fine, then it's also an Easter of Tchina. So here we see that when it's Gedule Kaka, we don't rely on the fact that it was edible without that, and we say that it does have Easter of Tchina. Ramos says within also after Gregus Charuvim, he has a Canaan. One is not allowed to chop up carrots and dried out figs in front of old people that don't have strong teeth, that can't chew the way it is. Since this is once again you do the kaka and you're making it edible by chopping into small pieces, it's permitted. There's a little problem there because according to what we learned before, it shouldn't be only for skene, it should be even for regular people, because as long as you do the kaka, you say the problem of teichen. Anyway, the Bialovas has a whole Arichas here, is it the Dafka? Is it not Dafka? The bottom line is that one should avoid chopping things very fine on Shabbos. Ramos says, the first lechem's neis anagoylen is permitted. One is allowed to crumble bread in front of the chickens. The hoyle with kvar nitchen, in lofush, in tofen apatashon, like we learned before, that's something that was ground before, and you're just grounding it over again. There's no iser.